Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Talking about relationship. And it is important that we hear Yahweh. So I will accept if you tell me that you can't hear, because I want to make sure you understand and you hear, because the word tells us in all thy getting, get an understanding. And if we can't hear, we won't understand. So I want to hear his word, and I want to hear his voice. And so we've been talking about, in the last couple weeks, we've been talking about relationship goals. Give me the relationship picture that we're supposed to have in our relationship with God. A lot of times we don't have goals for our relationship. We are doing other things. I mean, isn't the world kind of interesting sometimes? Go on, admit it. Because a lot of times you guys are concentrating on the world stuff. You're not concentrating on the spiritual. We tend to get what? Distracted. So the things of the world can appear to be interesting. And so we even find out that the things in the world offer up maybe some things, some temporary things. What? Just shout out some material stuff. Just shout it out. You know you guys got more stuff than... Shout it out. Money, fame, cars, property. What else? We love other relationships. And then we have goals for that stuff. I'm going to have this. I'm going to have that. I'm going to have this all by this age. I did that. I said I was going to have it all by 30. And guess what? When 30 came, I didn't have none of it. Because I put those things above the things of Yahweh. The word says, seek ye first, what? But no, I seek first other relationships. I was seeking the money first. I was seeking the other stuff first. And I had what I thought were goals for that thing, but it didn't work out the way that I had planned. And I had left out one important ingredient, and that was Yahweh. The word tells us to seek him first and his righteousness and what? Some stuff. A few things. No, all things will be what? Added unto us. Now, can you hear me with this one? All right?
All right.
All right, cool. So what we want to do is we want to have goals for our relationship with God. Is that so, like, out of the ordinary? We set goals for everything else, right? We set lofty goals. But if we actually took the time to set goals for relationship, I just have a few things here. And the few things that I have is the Word, having a relationship with the Word. How many of us are actually actively reading the Bible? And I mean reading outside of me telling you to read this morning. Because some people only read on Sunday morning or on Wednesday night.
And the other time, there's nothing going on. The lights are off. And so I told you last week or a couple weeks ago about how I saw a picture of a Bible and it was dusty. And you know how when you guys let your cars get dirty and then somebody comes by and says, wash me? I still couldn't find the picture. But it was a picture of a Bible and it was dusty and somebody wrote, read me. Saying that, evidently we're not reading the word as often as we should. But yet I hear people, oh, I want to hear from God. God, if you speak to me, Lord. Oh, speak to me. And if he could really be heard, he was like, I've been trying to speak to you, but you won't open up my word. Because a lot of things that we're asking him to speak to us are already what? In his word. So we want him to speak to us, but we don't want to read the word. But if I dare you, when you get into that word, he will start speaking. He will start uncovering. He will start ministering. He'll start giving you revelation. So we got to have a relationship with the word. We have to have a relationship of worship. Worship is a surrender when we're opening up ourselves. We're going into that throne room. And we're saying, hey, we surrender. And see, the problem is a lot of people don't want to open up and spend time in worship. Men, where are you at? Oh, no. Oh, let me do that again. Where are the men at? Sometimes men are the ones that don't have a worship relationship because they don't want to open up. Worship's going on and they like, I want to keep it together. Right? I mean, go ahead and answer because, I mean, I'm on the stage. So I see y'all. You'll do a sidestep or whatever. But when it comes to you going in, you don't want to be vulnerable. Brothers, I'm here to tell you, we had an example of a dude in the Bible, when it came to worship, he went in. His name was David. And the word said he danced and shouted back then. I don't want none of y'all trying to do that. But you can still keep it together and just yield to him. Because I'm telling y'all something. There's nothing like a man who will open up and say, hey, you are my God. You are great. I yield to you. I acquiesce. I serve you. I praise you. I worship you. Because you're saying that all of the power and might does not lie with you and what you can do, but it lies within him. What he can do. Oh, what a powerful day if the brothers would just praise. Because sisters, I ain't leaving you out. You automatically, oh! You automatically just, you go in. Oh, see, watch this. Sisters, you got to praise this morning. See, it's. But I asked for the brothers, they're like, yeah. Do we got some brothers that care enough about their relationship with Yahweh just to open up and praise him?
Yeah! All right.
I want to see that every Sunday. Not on cue. But oh, a true praise. And this is what we did. These are the things that we're lacking in. We're not going to the word as we should. We're not going to in worship like we should. This establishes our relationship. Prayer, we're not going in prayer. Sometimes people only pray on Monday nights, if that. And then the other times it's something that they want. Go to Ephesians, the third chapter. And then serving. Serving, being a servant. These are all things that enhance our relationship with God, with Yahweh. And we want that. And in these last crazy days, he's saying, listen, the Father is seeking the true worshiper. Why is he seeking? Because there's not many. There's a lot of people. Who knows people that say, oh, I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, but there's no fruit. There's no demonstration. Right? Oh, yeah. No, see, even in that sea of people that call themselves believers, I'm not talking about the world, I'm talking about the people that are believers. In that sea of people that say they're believers, he is seeking the true ones. Wow, why is that? Because there's a whole lot of fake ones. We got saints, and then we got ants. I want to be one of the saints. But that is demonstrated in your relationship. See, what's happening on the inside is manifested on the outside. I don't have to be a rocket scientist to see what's going on with you on the inside because I see what's happening on the outside. The world on the outside is a mirror image of what's happening on the inside. If there is a bunch of confusion and craziness and off the wallness and chaos, chances are that's what's happening on the inside. And I ain't trying to be political. But when you see all the crazy stuff that's going on, I mean, am I the only one that sees the craziness? I can't turn on the news without some craziness and chaos and this person's fired and that person's fired and this person is doing stuff and this person is not, this person is lying and this person is lying. And then this other person is lying. And then when somebody's telling the truth, they get fired. It's playing out. It doesn't matter what your affiliation is. I ain't Republican. And guess what? I ain't Democrat. I'm independent. I'm a child of the Most High God. That's who I follow. They ain't telling me Republican ain't gotten they got their stuff messed up, and the Democrats too. But then I look at the chaos that's going on, and I could probably determine that maybe the guy that is the leader of it all is the one that's got the chaos happening on the inside. Let's scale it down. Let's not do government. Let's go to your house. What's happening in your house? Not the White House. Your house. I'm not going to say that. But whatever's happening in your house, if there's chaos and all kind of stuff going on, then probably it's an indication of what's going on your inside. Kids are crazy and swinging on the chandeliers. 911 visits your house every other day. Then there's something happening on the inside. And that's real. Tell your neighbor, that's real. That's real. So forget it. You can do all the perpetrating. I know folks that would come to church and they had the churchinese. They could speak the churchinese. They knew exactly what to say in the churchianity, and they would come, hallelujah. They had the most proper hallelujahs. When praise was going on, but it was nothing but a facade. As Yeshua calls it, he was the first one to use this phraseology. It was a hypocrites. Hypocrite comes from the word hypocrites, you mask wearers. And he was talking to the so-called Christians, you hypocrites. You mask wearers. You perpetrate one thing, but inside is nothing but dead men's bones. So when I was preparing this, Holy Spirit was talking and you know, I was typing fast and I typed, we were talking about relationship goals, and then I mistyped that I thought. But he said, nah, leave it like that. And show that misspelling, real. I was trying to put he said real. So the Father is seeking a what? Real relationship. And so I'm tired of the churchianity, the facade. That's why I'm trying to do as many relaxed fit Sundays as I can do. Because don't you come up here all dressed up in your three-piece suit and in all your finery, but you're not living the life. So let's strip you down to your tennis shoes and your t-shirts and your jeans and see, are you really living the life? Are you demonstrating it? Because sometimes, you know, you can come up in a three-piece suit and you look like you got it going on. But what's happening on the what? That's what Yahweh cares about. He cares about the what? And so let's go here. Ephesians, the third chapter, 16th verse. So, and this is our wellspring scripture. This is what we came, this is how we started. Because the apostle Paul, Shaul, was trying to show us what it means to have a relationship, or a real relationship. And he says that he would grant you, and he's talking about God, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might. You're not going to be strengthened by your own might, but you will be strengthened by what? His spirit in the inner man, with his might. In the what? Inner man. This is why I'm concentrating on this month. We kind of get this inner man expanded. We want the inner man to grow. We want the inner man to be strengthened, because that is where the power is. Tired of the mind taking control and doing what the mind thinks is best. Listen, if you're going to follow your mind, what are you doing in church? I mean, if you already got it figured out, why do you need this direction? See, this right here, we're trying to hear the word. We're trying to get direction. We're trying to get spiritual navigation for our lives. We're trying to get purpose. We're trying to get the right answers. We're trying to get the right direction. We're trying to have the right future. You've done it your way. And you did it your way, but it didn't work. So that's why I'm assuming that you are here today. Because you did it your way, and you realize that without God, you can't do nothing. Is anybody like me? Because I figured that out. Can do nothing. And so he's trying to give us the tools. Listen, he wants you to have life. He says, I have come that you might have life more abundantly. The thief has come to kill, steal, and destroy. But he says, I have come that you might have an abundant life. So 17th says what? That Mashiach may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. 18. That you may be able to comprehend And we saw that that word, comprehend, Greek word, katalambano. Somebody say it, katalambano. See, comprehend, we think, oh, understand. Oh, okay, I just got to understand. No, you got to katalambano. Katalambano is more than just understanding. It means to lay hold of as to make it your own. To obtain and attain. To take into one's life, to seize and possess. See, I tried the world's way of trying to get peace. And it didn't work. Because some people think you can find peace in a bottle. Guess what? It don't work. Guess what? Some people think you can find peace in a pill. Guess what? It don't work. I tried the peace pill. It just makes you want to pop more peace pills. And it makes you numb. And so numb that you don't even know what's going on. What kind of peace is that? See, I don't want a peace that's going to knock me out. I want a peace that I can still understand what's going on. Some people think you can find the peace in a pipe. Somebody thinks that you can find peace in... Guess what? It don't work. Nowadays, what they put in the... They put it in a gummy bear. They put it in a cookie. They put it in an oil. You can have some fried chicken piece. But guess what? All of the edibles and all the smokables and all the drinkables and all the pop pillables cannot give you the peace that you find in the Most High God. Anybody tried all those? No. I didn't ask you to raise it. But if we would just believe that when he says that he has not given us a spirit of fear and a power of love and of a sound mind, that we would take that scripture as that we would katalambano. That we would grab hold to that sound mind. That we would grab hold to that power. Ooh. That we would grab hold to that love. But a lot of times we grab and hold to the fear. He said, I didn't give you that. He says, that's not in my grocery store. See, the fear is in hell's grocery store. I don't know where you're shopping. I only want the heavenlies. And so this is what he was saying. So that you'll be able to not just understand. And then he said, comprehend with all saints. Look around this room. Man, we all need peace. Man, we all need love. Man, we all need power. Man, we all need deliverance. We all need new life. Guess what? We're here because we got that. We got that. And it's not just us alone. It's all of us. And so it says that you'll be able to comprehend what all saints, we should be able to say, ooh, have you been experiencing the peace that Yahweh said is available to us? See, those are the kind of conversations we should be having. Man. How you doing this morning? Oh, I am blessed and highly favored. I cannot tell you how much peace I have right now. And they say, I know what you're talking about. Because I had some situations that tried to pop up, but I got the victory. And we're both saying, hey! They laid hold and I laid hold and we were both katalambanoing. But then, unfortunately, with believers, we have these kind of conversations. How you doing? Well, fairly well. I'm all right, but just pray for me. I'm going through some stuff. You know, my gout and my, what else? My arthritis, my sugar, my blood pressure. You grabbing hold of all that nasty stuff. If you're gonna grab something, why not grab the truth in the word? Why not grab what he said was available to you? Why not grab healing? Why not grab that? But you grabbing stuff, my allergies. You're grabbing hold of the stuff that, do you even believe that healing is available to you? Do you even believe that deliverance is available to you? See, I believe that stuff. And I seize it. So I want to be able to comprehend. I want to be able to grab hold with all saints. What is the breadth? How wide is this thing? What lengths? To what lengths will Yahweh go for me? Think about that. What is the length? How far out will he go? Come on, y'all. What is the depth? How deep? When I'm deep in the depths, how low will he go to pull me up out of that situation? And the height, how high? How high can I attain? How high can I go? What is available to me? He's higher than your problem. He's higher than your situation. He's higher than depression. He's higher than all of that. He's higher than cancer. Come on, y'all. Do you grab hold to that? Do you believe he's higher than that? So whatever you might temporarily be experiencing or challenged with, he's higher than that. And that's how I get above it. Because I'm grabbing hold of him. Hey, if he's up there, I'm grabbing hold. And so this is what we're talking about. I want to be able to comprehend that. I want to be able to grab hold of that. I want to be able to pull that into my life. I want to be able to seize that. I want to be able to possess that. 19 says what? And to know the love of Mashiach, which passes all knowledge, that you might be filled with some. With just a little bit. All of the fullness of Yahweh. Does you guys know how full that is? And then the 20th verse says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all the what we can ask, what? Ask or think according to the power that what? Tell yourself it's working in me right now. It's working in me. It wants, it's this potential energy. And in science, which is what I, you know, studied, the potential energy is waiting to move. It's waiting for an opportunity to be released. It's waiting for an opportunity to be manifest, but it can't unless you allow it to. So it is in there. The Holy Ghost power is in there working. Ready to move. Ready for a word from you. In the name of Yeshua, I'm healed. Whoa, boom. It launches out and it says, okay, I'm going to grab that healing. Same thing with the woman with the issue of blood. Remember her? She had heard in prophecy years before that a Savior was coming. And that in that prophecy, he would have healing in his wing. And so if you know anything about the prayer, the talit, the prayer robe that they wore at the time, the tzitzi or the sleeve was considered the wing, because the sleeves that we have today are like this, but the sleeves that they had was like that. And in this talit or this prayer robe, the edge of it was called the tzitzi. And it was considered, translated, the wing. Y'all say, oh, touch the hem of his garment. Y'all be like, oh, she was down here at the floor. No, 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 no. It wasn't the hem, it was the wing. It was this. And the word told her that he would come with healing in his wings. And so she said, if I heard that he's in town, and I've been going through this for years, if I could just touch the wing of his garment, something's going to happen to me. I'm going to get my healing. She believed that. So the power was working. And she got out there. Listen, y'all. She wasn't even supposed to be out in the street. She wasn't supposed to be out in public. And so when she got up to him, there were throngs of people around him. It was like a concert. It was like Magic Mountain. Crowded. Disneyland. Crowd. And you just what? Going through people. Throngs. The word says Yeshua was in the press. That means there were people all around. And as people were around, she just got up and she didn't touch him. She touched the wing. And when she touched his wing of his garment, the word says Yeshua said, who touched me? And his boys was like, dude, do you see all these people around here? What do you mean, who touched you? He says, cited in both areas of scripture. He says, I feel someone has touched me because the virtue has gone out of me. Virtue being translated is dunamis. Dunamis is where we get the word dynamite. Dynamite power. So he says, the virtue, the dunamis has gone out of me. The potential energy, the potential power has gone out of me. And it didn't just go out of me to go out of me, but it went out of me to accomplish something. And when she touched it, he wasn't even aware. But the power went out of him and into her. And the word says she was healed. Come on. Faith in. Faith in. If I could just touch the wing. I don't even have to touch him. I just touched the wing. Because the word said there was healing in his wing. Guess what? She catalambanoed that word. And when she catalambanoed the word, it started working. So when the opportunity came for her to catalambano the wing and get her healing, it was no thing. She grabbed hold of it. So what Yahweh was saying, this is power. And if you would just grab hold of the power that is working in you, that I have placed inside of you, anything is possible. Do you believe that? You have to believe that. And so this is what we're talking about. Go to Romans 8th chapter, and I can only take you a couple more places. But this is what, we got to strengthen this inner man. When we hear these things, when we hear that healing is available to us, deliverance is available to us, peace of mind is available to us through the word, we got to grab hold of that. We got to believe that. And part of grabbing hold of it is believing it. And so here, I want you to go here. The fourth verse says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled. The righteousness of the word, that it might be what? Fulfilled in us. It has to. You got to believe this thing on the inside first. And then if you believe it on the inside, it's going to be manifested on the outside. I'm going to be able to grab hold of my healing. I'm going to be able to grab hold of my whatever it is that I'm believing Yahweh for. And he wants it to be fulfilled. But it only happens to those that walk not after the flesh, the mind, but after the spirit. Do you know that you are a spiritual being? You've been transformed. And so we get our instructions by the Holy Ghost. How to make decisions and all these other things. Because if you, what do you need the Holy Ghost for if you're just going to make your own mind decisions? If you're going to operate in your wisdom, guess what? I know what my wisdom is capable of. But guess what? His wisdom is capable of so much more. He knows the beginning from the end. So whose wisdom are you going to rely on? Yours or his? But he says, I can't do nothing for you if you're walking after your own mind. He's like, I can work for you if you're walking after the spirit. But if you're going to walk after your mind, you on your own, kid. You got to believe that. So the fifth verse says what? For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. That's why you get distracted. If you're constantly distracted, something's going on your inside. If you're constantly distracted by the things of the world and all this and that, it's all coming at you and you just boom, boom, boom. You can't even see straight. You're minding the things of the flesh. But they that are after the spirit, mind what? Sixth verse says what? For to be carnally minded is death, but to be what? Who wants life and peace? Listen, check this out. If you don't believe this scripture, there's the door. It's that simple. You have to believe that if I walk in the things of my mind, I'm going to go a certain direction. But if I walk after the spirit, I'm going to obtain life and peace. Seventh verse says what? Because the carnal mind is, which means enmity, means is an enemy. Because your mind wants to fight against the things of God. Why? Because you can't understand it. Your mind cannot understand it. Your mind cannot understand the fact that if you are sick in your body, that miraculous healing is available for you. Your mind can't comprehend that because your mind only thinks, man, I'm sick. Your mind can't comprehend that if you feel a little tickle in your throat, you need to come against that and call upon the healing of Yahweh. Because maybe it might manifest into something else. Your mind can't get this. Dun, 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 dun. Your mind can't comprehend that when you give 10% of your check, then you get more back supernaturally. Because your mind said, your mind can't comprehend. Well, you, what? How? Yo, this is your mind. Don't you need 100% of your check? Nothing from nothing means nothing. is it that you can't live off of 90% of your check? This is your mind. And the Spirit is saying, my son, my daughter, that 10% isn't even yours anyway. I gave it to you. You plant that back, and supernaturally I'll cause things to happen for you. See, your mind can't comprehend that. Your mind is like, you got to get a tune-up. What if your prayer mission go out? I'm telling y'all, through giving, he has preserved my cars. He has preserved my transmissions. He has preserved anything that can go wrong, my radiator and all that stuff. And if something did go wrong, he provided a Holy Ghost hookup. See, I walked after my mind and I kept all my money. And guess what? Everything they do, go, Mr. Washington, that'll be $5,000 to fix that. What? Brand new tires. Didn't get the road hazard. A chunk is taken out of your tires. That'll be $350 to replace that tire. Radiator? Where did radiator come from? See, what you have, when you don't follow the word, you let the devourer come. And the devourer will poke your tires. He'll mess up your transmission. He'll find any way to get your money out your pocket. Oh, but if you follow the divine plan of planting the seeds of blessings, then the devourer is rebuked and you receive the favor of Yahweh, and all these things are started to be added unto you. So you'll be out somewhere and your tire will be flattened. And out of nowhere, an angel will come and say, you need a tire? That's an apostle story. Listen, true story. He was out in the middle of nowhere. Tire blew. And what area were you in? He was out past East LA. Even then, there's nothing out there. Out in the middle of nowhere. They begin to, he said, they begin, him and my mom begin to praise God, praise Yahweh in that situation. And out of nowhere comes a stranger with a tire. Come on, come on, get this. And says, do you need a tire? And he was like, yeah, man, yeah, I need a tire. Wait, it was the right size for the rim. Who does that? It was the right size and width. Brought that tire, put it on, and as soon as it got the tire on, he turned around, the man was gone. Does anybody believe in the supernatural? But see, those are the things that are what? At your disposal if you grab hold. If you catalambano the word, anything's possible. Hey, instead of acting a fool in that situation, praise God. Praise him. Praise him. I got to leave you with this. Mine is imminent, for it is not subject unto the law of Yahweh, neither can be, because it just does not understand. Eighth verse says, so then they that are in the flesh, so then they that are in the flesh, you can't please Yahweh. You can't please God. Say this, if I'm in the flesh, I cannot please him. Wow, guess what? You don't have to turn to it. Go to I'm going to go to Hebrews real quick. There's a scripture that reminds me of that. And it's Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the verse. Is it there? Okay, so if I'm in the flesh, I can't please him. And the 6th verse of Hebrews 11 chapter says, but without faith, it is impossible. So what does this mean? Well, if you walk in the flesh, you don't have faith. Let me say that again. If you walk in the flesh, you don't have faith. Because you're not going to be able to katalambano faith. Because you're in your mind. You're not going to be able to grab hold of it if you're in the flesh. Right? But if you are in the spirit, you can comprehend. Say that. If you're in the spirit, you can comprehend. So therefore, I don't want to be a situation where if I'm in the flesh, I can't produce faith. You can't. But if you're in the spirit, ooh, you can katalambano faith. You can grab hold of that. Things that are not, you call things that are not as though they were. See, your mind can't comprehend that. Your mind is like, but it's that. But it's that. No, 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 no. Faith tells me what it's going to be. See, I do not let the circumstances dictate my outcome. The mind can't comprehend that. But if I grab hold of faith supernaturally, I call things that are not as though they were. You got to be able to understand the power that is available to you. It's working. And all you, it's working in you. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is believe it and call it out. Is there something that you believe in Yahweh for? I'm asking. I'm asking a question, legitimate question. Okay, you got the Holy Ghost? Okay, so we're in there working. Okay, so right now, whatever it is, grab hold of faith. Grab hold of it. Katalambano it. Now, speak what the outcome is going to be. Just speak it. Hallelujah. Speak it. Whatever it is, whatever your situation is, whatever your challenge is, whatever your circumstance is, grab hold. Grab hold to the faith. Grab hold to the word. Grab hold to what it is. Right now, in this moment, grab hold to it. Yeah, yeah, that's it. Okay. Now, once we grab hold to it, we thank him and praise him for the outcome. We praise him for the outcome. We praise him for the victory. We praise him for what he's manifesting. We praise him for what he's working right now. I claim my deliverance. I claim my healing. I lay hold to it. I grab hold of it. Hey, Father Yahweh, we thank you and praise you, Father, for the word of faith. We thank you and praise you, Father, that we can grab hold of the things that are in the spirit world. We can possess them. We can bring them in. We can katalambano. We can comprehend. Yes. We get it.
Yes.
And because we get it, we can obtain it.
Yes, Father.
So, Father, whatever the situations are in this room, our belief that in faith, all things possible to those that believe. We believe your word is true. 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 So right now, Father, whatever the situations that we face, whether it be individually or collectively. We grab hold of your word. We thank you, Father, for the manifestation of it. We know that we've got the victory. We know all things are possible. So instead of speaking what the enemy wants us to speak, we're going to speak what you've told us. We're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We're more than conquerors. All things are possible to us to believe. All those things we grab hold of. And we speak it. We believe it. And we stand on it. And every mouth, every word that comes out of our mouth from here on out is a word of yay and amen. It is done. It is so. And we thank you for that. In Yeshua's mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Before I let go, I've got to do one more thing. I've got to make a call to those.